You mentioned the beer business. We haven't done a lot of interviewing on the beer side of the grain industry. We're really looking forward to that. But given that you mentioned Foster's Beer and the buyout of Labatt's, and that you were fairly close to the action, was there much difference between the beer industry in Australia versus the beer industry in Canada?
No, I don't think so. I think the same sort of idea was the case in both countries. A few well-known brands, they of course wanted to buy brewing facilities that could make their Foster's brand, and so they that was part of their sort of growth strategy. They felt that if they could bring Foster's to prominence around the world, that would provide them with additional growth as well as the brands of the companies that they were buying. So they bought businesses in the UK very extensively, and then they had the Foster's brand made under contract by other businesses in other countries.
So when you said they were looking for a company that could make their brand, why wouldn't any company be able to make their brand?
I think there were two parts to the business. They were already a very successful brewer with other brands in Australia, not just the Foster's brand. In fact, at the time, Foster's wasn't their main brand in Australia. I think they felt that owning breweries, there was good profits to be made, but they also wanted to brand their product very, very well. And so branding of a particular beer, going global with that, I think they felt that was one of the things that they'd seen some of the European brewers, Heineken and others doing, and Carlsberg, etc., doing that. And I think their view was that they could emulate that sort of growth. And they became a very substantial brewing company when all was said and done in world terms, I think, at that time.